Hello, welcome to the Hot Jollof podcast. This week I chose a theme I had in mind to do for quite some time, but I couldn't because of information. The Nigerian music industry, in my opinion, is not as misogynistic as I'd like to think it is, but I think the themes and topics of both sexes vary in depth and nuance, if I'd say that, because given the way the Nigerian society is structured, the patriarchal societies as against the minor matriarchal societies, I'd say Nigerian women have more range as it pertains to romantic affection towards women. I think women are encouraged to speak on how they feel concerning their sexual partners or their romantic partners in life, as it were, and this reflects in even their music or artistic capabilities. Given how the Nigerian music industry is structured, Nigerian female artists do not necessarily go all out when they sing about love, romance, or sex, with the exception of Niniola, perhaps. I think this should change, because getting information or getting to make this episode, I discovered that I could not access any material on this topic because there was none. I could not. Perhaps there would be one out there, but from the SEO and that other stuff, I could not get any material on this stuff. So I had to go back to the times where I'd heard these songs I'd be bringing to you today and listen to them all over again and absorb their quality, production, the lyricism, and the believability of their delivery. So the believability of their delivery. I think the Nigerian society too has this thing with men not being wowed exactly by women professing their love for them. I had the epiphany when I was in university. I had this very good female friend of mine who was not ashamed to say how much she loved men and how much she loved her man, and it was not quite what I was used to growing up, because I always perceived love to come from the man to the woman. So seeing that love come from the woman to the man, it was, in my opinion, neat stuff, I swear. It was mind-blowing. And over the course of my life, I have experienced that in some ways, having people who romantically are attracted to me and who are not scared to see how it is. So I think everybody should have that, and everybody should experience that before they die and all of that stuff. So this episode would be about 10 times Nigerian female artists have sung about their male counterparts or male personalities in their life, or the male personas of their artistic imagination, with such daring and such beautiful words and such romance, if I can say that. Yes, I can say that. It's my show. So that's the show for today. 10 times Nigerian female artists have shown how much they love men romantically, sexually, and all of that stuff in between. So, number 10. By the way, going forward in this show, this list is not a rank list. It's basically just a list of songs I think you should give a listen to if this topic is your stuff. So, listen to the songs. It's not a rank list. It's not a song from least to best. It's basically just a list of 10 songs that you should listen to if you care about Nigerian female artists singing about the male characters of the artistic imagination. So number 10, I have Simi's Loving. Simi is one artist that I fuck with a lot because there's this convincing when she sings. She has a way of telling stories that is innocent but not naive. You get that dirty lyricism for her from her once in a while, but it's just something about the delivery, so angelic and so neat, and man, even when you feel sinful, you can't but not feel like Denise is just the baby who's singing to you. And this song is one of those songs where she goes all out like that and gives us a special tune. I mean, if you're the male person in her life, I think Lego is so fucking lucky. If you're the male person in her life and Simi sings to you, she sings with such cadence and such carefreeness that you cannot but feel loved. It's special, it's special, it's special. She's a special talent, and Loving is one of those songs. I had thought of putting Smile For Me on this list, but listening to both songs and some other songs of her speaking love to her male person, Simi's Loving stood out for me for so many reasons. It was the production, the lyricism, the delivery, and the overall believability of the song. It's just mind-blowing, man. So if you fuck with something you can bop to with your loved one, and also something you can dedicate or sing to your loved one as a female, to your male romantic or sexually committed person, this is a song for you. Check out Simi's Loving. Number 9, I have Cynthia Morgan, Don't Break My Heart. The first time I heard Cynthia Morgan sing was, it's not German Juice, it's one other song. Cynthia Morgan had this, man, if there was ever a bad girl in Nigerian music industry, it was Cynthia Morgan, man. I can't and I won't lie to myself. Cynthia Morgan embodied an era of Nigerian music when every female in Nigeria wanted, okay, every female person I knew wanted to have that braggadocio, that gangster about them because of Cynthia Morgan. She was a moment in the Nigerian music industry, and seeing her being vulnerable for the first time on a love track with Don't Break My Heart was something, man. It was worth it because the song still lives rent-free in my head. This song and Mocheda's Desinambari are one of those songs which I think slip through our collective consciousness, and I think we should awaken ourselves to those songs. And if Nigerian artists ever start to sample songs from back then, these songs should be on their list of songs to sample because they're just good, man. They're just good. You don't understand how good they are from the lyricism and the affection they show. Cynthia Morgan's voice is not tender, but you know, when a bad man loves you, or when a bad girl loves you, man, you just get that vibration from Cynthia Morgan on this song. So, Don't Break My Heart, Cynthia Morgan, number 9 song for me on this list, and for good reason also. So, if you ever want to get your gangster on as a girl, you should totally listen to Cynthia Morgan's Don't Break My Heart. Number 9, Tiwa Savage, My Darling. Oh, My Darling. I love Cynthia. I love Tiwa Savage. I love Tiwa Savage. I love Tiwa Savage. The first time I heard Tiwa Savage was Love Me, Love Me. Love Me Times 3. Yes, that was Love Me Times 3. I was in Lagos then. I was listening to this song and I was like, man, who's this person? I didn't know her. I had no idea who she was. But the song caught me. And ever since then, she's been that it girl in the Nigerian music industry. And by far one of the most influential artists we've had over the past decade. And she's had a couple of songs that spoke of her love for the male persona in her life, but I think My Darling stands out for me from the aesthetic which she chose for her storytelling and the overall delivery of the song. It's so sweet, so innocent, and you can't be disappointed with a song like this. A song that puts you on a pedestal. A song that makes you feel that tenderness, that warmness from a woman towards you as a man. It's an overall beautiful song, and by all means, Tiwa Savage should be getting our flowers for this song from whoever is in her life right now, because she's been there, done that, you know, noticed that, okay, with this stuff, this life that she's leading right now, a lot of things can hold her back, and I respect her for that a lot, man. It's not an easy decision to make, especially if you're a woman in Nigeria. So, if you feel like listening to a song or dedicating a song to your loved one as a female to a man, it doesn't matter. As long as you love them, that's all that matters. My Darling should be a song that you dedicate to that loving person in your life. My Darling, number 8. Number 7, Yemi Alade, KISSING. Yemi Alade went mad on this song, man. I don't know. When I was listening to it again, it didn't sound as drab as it sounded the first time I heard it. Listening to it, it's vibey. It's a song that you can listen to today and still feel the same vibrations you feel as when it was released. It's a primary or nursery school anthem, sing song kind of song, but the song The Boss Brain, that's all I have to say about Yemi Alade's KISSING. It's the simplicity of the song that gets me most. It's not complex. It's something like love. Love is very simple. Me and you sitting on a tree, KISSING. Then her normal Sarangbodo, and I don't know what else she's saying on that. But it's the simplicity of it that gets me, and it's the simplicity of the song that took it to number 7 on my list for today's episode. Yemi Alade, KISSING. You should totally listen to that song. If you haven't, you should listen to it. And if it's been a while since you've listened to it, you should totally go back and listen to it again. That's Yemi Alade's KISSING. Number 6. Number 6 song for me would be Chidinma Ekile's KDK. You know, his song is proper massive. If 10 years down the line, the person who sang the song still goes by the moniker of the song, I think everybody still knows Chidinma as Miss KDK because of this song. The song was proper big when it came out under Iblis's Goretti company. Chidinma was everybody's crush at that point. So, whoever she sung KDK for had to be a lucky motherfucker. I shouldn't curse on my episode. I had to be a very lucky person because the song was sweet, edgy, as at the time it came out. It was edgy because not many people were singing love songs at that scale. And I think Chidinma was rubbing shoulders with A-listers at that point in her career. So, and nobody was singing love songs, at least from the female to the male person. Nobody was doing that at the time, and Chidinma did that, and she killed it on that song. And if it's a song that you've not heard, you should totally listen to Chidinma's KDK, because if you don't listen to it, Ojuju will catch you. So Chidinma Ekile's KDK, number 6 for me. Number 5 song, Dija, or did I pronounce it properly? Why I think "Or" is a very good song is that it is a very good song. There is nothing you can say to me. I'm not arguing it. I am not going back and forth with anybody. If I ever would have that debate over one of the best songs to have come out over the past decade, "Or" would be on that list. It's a very sweet song, and normally toxic masculinity will not allow you to listen to that kind of song. But this song strips you of that. This song wants you in bed with your lover, 3 a.m. in the morning, braiding their hair, or kissing their ears, or nibbling on their toes or their fingers. And it's just a very sweet song, man. I don't know what bug Dija was on. And
Of course, DJ's mother is from Nigeria, Kaduna State. So I checked that up before I put her on this list, because most of the songs I usually put on this list is from on my list generally are Nigerian artists. I think I should make an episode about African artists and all of that stuff. But DJ is part Nigerian, so she's technically Nigerian. So that's why she's on this list. And Or is a very beautiful song. If you want to get Bele, just listen to this song and then look for your male person and you know, I don't want to, you know, yes, just do that or whatever. DJ's or beautiful song. Number four, Sheishi Janglova. I what would I say about Sheishi? The first Sheishi song I enjoyed was Murder with Shady and Pato Rankin. I recall I was in the university when that song came out. I was at one of those dinners we would have at the university, and somebody, a female friend of mine, was listening to the song, and I said, okay, send me the song. I like the way the song looks on your phone. And she sent the song to me. I swear to God, I listened to that song for a week straight. It was the only thing I was listening to, Murder. After that song, I got into Sheishi and I was listening to some of her songs, and the song that caught me after Murder was Janglova. I think the song caught me because I wasn't expecting such a song from Sheishi, and it blew me out of the water. It was very African, nothing pretentious about it. Simple lyrics were interwoven with some Nigerian lamba and the instrumentation. The production was massive, top production. The video accompanying it was beautiful as well. Janglova is that kind of a song you want to be 4'2". You want to be 6'4", 5", you know, your lover. Okay, that's a terrible analogy. But what I'm trying to say is that you want to be young again to such a song. It's a very simple and very sweet and very nostalgic song that takes you back or down memory lane. Gives you beautiful visions of times past and them. Basically just a very innocent love song from a female person to a male person or a male partner you're romantically or sexually attracted to. Beautiful song, man. Beautiful song. If you totally listen to it, Sheishi's Janglova. Number three song on my list is Tenny's Kiss. I respect Tenny a lot. And the fact that she did this song is one of those things that took my respect for her. If it was at a 40 over 100, this song took my respect for Tenny to a 75. What many people don't know about Tenny was that prior to her starting off as a superstar in the Nigerian music industry, she faced a lot of body shaming. It was mad. I think there's this guy, Osage, I recall him from Loose Talk podcast, who said something about Tenny's features, some very terrible stuff that I don't want to repeat because it showed a terrible mindset of how he viewed people. Because I don't see how somebody would see somebody like Tenny and not see a beautiful person. But that's just me, because I don't have a terrible mind. Tenny, the way Tenny took that and ran with it and was unapologetic about her own romantic and sexual attraction for the male gender, even after that incident, as reflected on this song, was mad. Prior to this song, I heard Tenny's as Kamaya and Virgin. Tenny's first song I heard was Virgin. Then I heard as Kamaya, then Case, proper big song. And the fact that she chose a love song without debating or looking at herself and being like, okay, look,
or questioning beauty based on the perception of other people was proper mad. To me, was proper mad, because, come on, you basically have an industry that has a body type. You have an industry that has a body type. So if you don't fit into that body type, you are looked as an outsider. But Tenny chose her musicality, her own person, over perception. I think it's a very beautiful thing to see, and it's the fact that she sung so well and so believably on Kiss that there's hardly anybody who has listened to music over the past 3 years that doesn't know Kiss. It's a proper big song and a beautiful song. I know everybody has heard it, so I'm just going to recommend that we listen to it again and then get the vibe to it again and all that stuff. So, Tenny's Kiss, number 3. Number 2 song for me on this list is Asha's Be My Man. There's no pretending about it. The song title even gives it away. It's not a song that goes back and forth debating what it is. It's straight to the point, point blank, short range, pow, pow, pow. My mother doesn't think what I'm doing with you is right. My friends don't think what I'm doing is cool, but would you be my man? That's all Asha is saying on the song. It's proper funk, sweet melodies, excellent lyricism. Of course, it's Asha. Excellent lyricism, beautiful delivery. I mean, everything about the song, man. There's no going back and forth on this song. There's no going back and forth on this song. If you haven't listened to it, you should probably, as soon as Hot Jello podcast ends, you should probably go back and listen to it again. Don't dull yourself. Don't steal your shine. I shall be my man. Love somebody. Let somebody love you. I know it's detrimental to your mental health and all of that, but proper let somebody love you, man. I shall be my man. Massive song. Listen to it again today if you haven't. And if you haven't listened to it for the first time, enjoy it. And if you have, go back again, listen to it, because it's Asha and she deserves all of the flowers she can get. Number one song for me on this list is Jodie's Coochie Coochie. Ha, you know? I love this song, and I love the fact that it will forever be a classic in Nigerian music history. There is no way you'd list songs from female artists and not add Jodie's Coochie Coochie. Growing up in Lagos, I always listened to the radio, and Jodie's Coochie Coochie would always almost come up as at the time it was released. I think it's promotion, of course. But the fact that the song was so good and the poetry of it was so solid sells it for anybody without even the promotion on the song. So if you want a love song, you should totally listen to Jodie's Coochie Coochie. Don't fuck to the song, please. This song is like the holy grail of Nigerian music classic. It's one of those gems in Nigerian classics that don't desecrate it, please. Just love to the song, listen to the poetry, repeat it, and get your body loved. That's it. Jodie's Coochie Coochie. And that brings us to the end of the show, the episode. I was supposed to bring this episode earlier, was that yesterday, but I couldn't because of technical reasons, and even till now I can't even sort that out. So the audio quality might not be as good as the others, but I wouldn't want to deny you this content. So should have a totally blessed week, totally loved up week. If you have sex, have good sex. If you're loving, get good loving, have good loving. Receive love as much as you give love. Learn how to receive love as much as you give love, and God be with you. Ciao.